Rochester, New York? Personal safety. Whether you're Mark McCluskey, you and your wife trying to defend your home with semi-automatic rifle in St. Louis. These are dangerous times, and that it requires dangerous measures. We'll talk about that coming up a little after 5 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it's 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, and that must mean that the Californians are coming. Yeah, quick check of the traffic cams. You're pretty much bumper-to-bumper right now on Interstate 15 northbound at mile marker 12 in Jean. We're also getting bumper-to-bumper flows into the Spaghetti Bowl on the 515 westbound at Pecos. Also look for some slow flows there. Interstate 15 south at Russell. North 15 at Hacienda, there's a crash there. It's on the right shoulder near the underpass, so use caution in the right lane as you work through there. And another crash, that is on US 95 southbound at Rancho. The HOV lane is blocked there.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders continuing to get set for their matchup against the Panthers coming up on Sunday. The Raiders go into this game as a 3-point favorite. On the injury report, right tackle Trent Brown has been a full participant in practice. He was upgraded as the week moved along. Left guard Richie Incognito is limited with a new Achilles injury. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they now trail their series against the Stars 2-1 after they lose to Dallas in overtime yesterday by a 3-2 score. Game 4 is coming up tomorrow. The Las Vegas Aces yesterday knock off the Minnesota Lynx 104-89. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to keep your engine performing at its best. Our professional parts people will help you select just the right products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Alabama, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, Georgia, and hundreds more Black-owned restaurants in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. Coming up top of the hour, how to keep you and your family safe in these dangerous times. We'll be talking with Lenny Davis, Chief Operations Officer for SRT Special Services. And it's something that you, for the good of you and your family, you need to be listening. 53 days and counting to the upcoming presidential election. Don't forget, early voting begins October 17th. We've had attorneys in town this week arguing before a federal judge and seeking to overturn AB4, ballot harvesting, and the mail-in ballot. And this is something that's going to be big. This is something that's going to be important. We understand that ballots will be sent out first week of October. Not exactly sure of an exact date, but this is going to get mighty interesting from a legal perspective. Once you send these ballots out and people start sending them back in, can you invalidate an election and say that those votes don't count? I don't know. We'll talk about that. One of the things that really ticked me off, and I DVR'd the NFL game last night, not just because of the news value, but just the fact that it's my Kansas City Chiefs. For those of you who don't know, before I dealt with this kind of stuff, I was a sports talk show guy. And worked in Kansas City until about 1993. I covered training camp with the Kansas City Chiefs back in the Marty Schottenheimer era. And would go to training camp up in River Falls, Wisconsin. And would stay in a dorm with the other media right next door to the dorm that held all of the players. Would eat at the training table. And So I have a certain affection for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, one of the things that you might find interesting is that as a member of the media, I had a chance to kind of hang out with players, hang out with coaches. And it was I have a background in sports. But I'm going to tell you something. What I saw last night sickened me. It's exactly what the National Football League should not be doing. For instance, instead of highlighting Black Lives Matter and moments of unity and the Black National Anthem, which, by the way, I don't think I've heard it. I don't think I've heard it yet. To me, what if the National Rifle Association came forward and said, hey, we'd like you to have NRA in each end zone. And no, seriously. To me, what the National Football League did was break a major rule that I've been, you know, sports should be apolitical. They are an entertainment service. And nothing more. Now, I know the National Football League is going to make a big to-do about this. In fact, let's go to cut six. It's not a long cut. But this is the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, responding to those who disagree with the stance on BLM and racial justice. This was Roger Goodell earlier this week.
We have to understand, this game is played by human beings, people who are coming from these communities who are impacted by it emotionally. They're frustrated. They're angered by this. Their families are impacted by this. You can talk about all these changes. Jackie Robinson, you can talk about so many things that have happened to help our country get to a better place. And sports has been a big, big influence on that. We're not here to make political statements. We're here to help make our communities better.
Okay, let me ask you this, Roger Goodell, Mr. Smart Guy. By the way, you want to join us, and if you have some thoughts on what you saw last night, I've had a couple of people already today that reached out to me and said, hey, I'm not going to watch another game. I'm done. I am one and done. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And what happens when the folks at Right to Life, you know, killing babies, that kind of thing, when Right to Life ends up saying, well, we want to make our community better by, by stopping people from killing the unborn. Can they get a little logo in each end zone? Can we have some of the players go to a knee for that? Huh? It makes no sense at all. We'll get to your calls coming up. Did the NFL do the right thing last night? I don't think they did. In fact, I'm sure they didn't. It's sad. It really honestly is. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Did the National Football League, did Roger Goodell do the right thing with that horrible, horrible opening last night? The moment of unity. That's fine. I mean, the players can do what they want to do. But the National Football League should not be promoting one political strategy or another, I don't think. I mean, because there's always another side. Mark McCluskey and his wife Patty in St. Louis, when the mob came to their house, should there be some Antifa stuff on the uniform sleeve of each player? Antifa. Yeah. I mean, once you do this, you're digging yourself a hole you can't dig yourself out of. We'll talk about it coming up. Phone calls are next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At Pipcoa, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered Pipcoa. After just 6 pain-free treatments at Pipcoa, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call Pipcoa at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You want to join us? You can. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I just think what the National Football League did was wrong, and I think it's going to end up costing them. I think there are people that watched that game last night on NBC and are not going to watch anything more from the National Football League for a long time to come. I think it simply ticked a lot of people off. And to do that on the first broadcast back, even with whatever it was, 12,000, 25,000 people, whatever they had at Arrowhead. And Arrowhead seats, I think, around 70,000 people. Even with that, I just think there were a lot of people. And I know this from my social media. And if you looked at any of the social media, people are incensed. What about you? Now, I've seen some polling that says that you know, when you do simple polling, that it polls well. You know, talking about racial injustice is something we should be doing. Okay, fine, and it's not the issue that I object to. Although I'm not a big fan of Black Lives Matter. What I do object to is the National Football League going political, and they tried to do it with Colin Kaepernick, and that set. I mean, their ratings cratered. And now all of a sudden you have them doing it in a very, very visual way. And by the way, the best way to do this was the way the Houston Texans did it. They stayed in the locker room for the anthem. And they came out for the moment of unity. It just makes no sense at all. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And Roger Goodell's comments yesterday did not make me feel any better. I'm sorry, but it just didn't. Responding to those who disagree with the stance of the National Football League. By the way, I've got to let you hear this. Carl Rove with Sandra Smith of Fox News this morning. Emotional talk of President Bush. You remember that the iconic photo of President Bush standing atop the rubble with his arm around a fireman, a retired fireman, on the 9/11 rubble It was some of the most inspirational stuff I've ever seen. Speaking into a bullhorn. But this was Karl Rove with Sandra Smith, and the emotional talk of President Bush atop that 9/11 rubble. Here it is.
Talk about that moment when President Bush, days after this happened, stood on the rubble, firefighters surrounding him, and said, "I can hear you."
Yeah, it happened by accident. A White House advance woman named Nina Bishop had decided that the people of America needed to hear from the president. She had brought the issue up at a meeting the night before the president's visit to New York and had been shot down. So when we came to the final stop, to the next to final stop in New York, she basically provoked the moment, and it happened entirely by accident. And you remember the moment the president has got his arm draped over a firefighter, a retired firefighter, a wonderful human being who was there by accident. He'd woken up on the morning after 9/11 and said, I've got to go, and was volunteering every day at 9/11. At the site. And you're right, it was a moment of you know, the president started to talk. He'd never used a bullhorn before. Somebody yelled at him, "I can't hear you," and he finally figured out the trigger on the bullhorn, and the rest is history. And it was what the American people needed to hear. I'll tell you, there was an almost equally powerful moment later in the day that the American people did not see. And the president went to the Javits Center, which was had a convention center which had been turned into a staging area, had been turned into a dormitory for all these rescue workers that were coming from around the country to help. And there was a shift coming off work and a shift coming out. And so the president was there to thank the workers as they came back in and to wish those that were going to work well. And after that went on for an hour or two, the president was supposed to go into a parking garage in which there had been a temporary room set up with pipe and drape, and he was supposed to spend roughly 45 minutes, I believe, meeting families of the fallen, of people who had died, first responders who had died on 9/11. And he went into that pipe and drape room and emerged nearly 2.5-3 hours later, because he stood there and talked to every single one of those people who had lost a loved one and grieved with them and prayed with them, hugged him, cared for him, wept with him. It's the most amazing moment I think I've ever seen in private. Nobody ever saw it except the people in that room. And that's where one of the officers, one of the mothers of an officer who lost his life that day, gave the president his badge and said, "I do not want you to ever forget what happened here." And for the rest of his time in office, President Bush carried that badge with him virtually every single day in his pocket as a reminder of his duty as President of the United States to keep us safe. And he did keep us safe.
That's incredible. A tearful Karl Rove with Sandra Smith on Fox News this morning. It's absolutely incredible. And even 19 years later, we all know where we were. I was at a radio station in Detroit, Michigan, getting ready to do my show, midday show. And obviously, after the first airplane hit the World Trade Center, everybody assumed, oh, it's probably some 70-year-old senior citizen dentist who flies his own airplane, and he just became unconscious and flew into the World Trade Center. And then we learned later that, oh, no, it wasn't the only plane to hit the World Trade Center. And that's when I realized that America was going to be in a world of hurt. It's just incredible. Stay with us. I'm running a little bit late as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
The Vegas Heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm so excited. Tomorrow, yeah, 10:30 our time, I'll be on Fox News Channel. And it'll be America's News Headquarters with Leland Vitter. And we're gonna talk about what's going on out here, the fact that we got the president for not 1 day but 2 days, obviously 1 day at the Minden Airport up in Minden, and then on Sunday, the president with a couple of appearances here in town. So we're gonna talk about a lot of that coming up in it's just a few hours. For those of you that have never met me or you've never seen my picture on the website or anything like that, and you wonder, you know, it will be further proof that there's a reason why I'm on radio. Yeah. Why is Kevin Wall on radio and not TV? You will learn that tomorrow at 10:30 on Fox News Channel. Hope you'll be watching. Stick around, more to do. It's a dangerous time we live in. Ask Mark McCluskey in St. Louis. He had to defend his home with a semi-automatic rifle. And now he's being charged with a felony. Go figure. We're going to talk with Lenny Davis, Chief Operation Officer for SRT Special Services. And more people are going to extreme measures to keep them and their family safe. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure.